it's that time once again. Myself, Riv, and John are going to do Aspen Angry, where we talk about all sorts of crazy shit going on. We're gonna have a pretty quick show today because, people have things to do like work. And, John, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm actually working on, now I can hear myself through you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I took it out of the mix.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Yeah.
No worries, but I'm working on eventually like getting things more streamlined with like maybe like a little blog spot so we could post like past episodes. We have the Podomatic, but it's such a pain in the ass sometimes.
Is that a thing people still use?
Podomatic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's the easiest thing to use at least in terms of price point compared to some of the other fucking shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the price point of everything else is a little bit more off than that in my opinion.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You know, you gotta be cost effective. Everything is fucking expensive. And you know what? The price of, like, everything is going up. Like, Hulu and fucking, Netflix, Amazon Prime. Like, everything has gone up, like, a dollar or two lately, too. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. No, I've definitely, I think Netflix is supposed to go up another dollar soon.
Yeah, I read that, too, which is a pain in the ass. Even YouTube, I signed up for that trial of YouTube Red to watch Cobra Kai. And when I canceled it, they're like, are you sure you want to cancel this? YouTube Red will go up a dollar in a few months, and if you keep it, you're exempt from this charge.
Is there any reason to keep it, though? It didn't seem like there was really that
there's
much
nothing on
worth
it
watching.
There's nothing on it other than Cobra Kai, and by the time season 2 comes out, you'll probably be eligible for another free 30-day trial of YouTube Red. So.
Yeah.
I need to
get on that. I've been missing out on. Everyone's talking about the Cobra Kai thing, but I have
really
not.
Good. I mean, within like 2 days of it coming on, they already renewed it for season 2, so it did really well.
Well, then I can't waste my free trial because I got to wait for season 2.
Mm. Good point. Well, what? That's not entirely true because you probably have a few Google accounts.
Oh, that's yeah. Like, did you have to put a credit card in? Do you have to do a credit card thing for it?
No, I actually linked it to PayPal and that worked.
Gotcha.
I don't know. There might be other ways to get around it. You know how it is. It, like you do with WWE Network, you get around it a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead. We'll start the show here. I finally did go and see Deadpool 2 yesterday.
And you finally got around to it. Good.
I was glad I did because I feel like one of the things that I loved about it is that it just does not care about Fox's X-Men continuity at all.
Right.
It's just like, fuck your continuity. I'm not worried about this. It took a lot of shots at both Marvel and DC, which I liked.
As it should have. I mean, yeah. DC deserves it, if anybody.
Yeah, no, I think my favorite part, and I don't care if this is spoilers or not, is the... going back in time and shooting Ryan Reynolds in the head before he could star in Green Lantern.
Yeah, people really did love that, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but Juggernaut was, it was a nice surprise. I wasn't too thrilled with the fact that Black Tom had no interaction with Juggernaut. That sort of bugged me a little bit. As a longtime comic book fan.
It was kind of weird the way they used that character altogether.
Like, how they turned him into Jonathan Davis and made him like a social justice issue.
I mean, the whole thing was basically like he was there so they can make a punchline about him not actually being black.
Yeah.
That was seems like the only reason he was included.
Yeah, but what made me laugh about it is that they got away with that in 2018. Like, I'm surprised there isn't some angry Vice article like, you shouldn't make jokes like that in 2018. It's not woke. And all that bullshit. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good. I actually think I liked it more than I did the first one. So there's that. You know, I was on the fence about it forever, but I did like it better than the first one, I think.
That's an interesting, because I don't think a lot of people would agree with that. I think a lot of people like the first one more.
I think it's because I'm an X-Force mark. So I loved X-Force when it first came out as a comic book. You know, Cable. I liked Brolin as Cable. I thought
he was good. I thought he was really good too.
The other movie I watched was I, Tonya on Hulu.
Sorry, I mean I enjoyed it. No, I'm joking. I did enjoy it. I saw it in the theaters. Thanks, Movie Pass.
Yeah, I like that it was based on a true story. But you know what? Like, I remember because I was a little, you know, I was a kid when the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing happened. You know, and I remember the controversy about it, how big it was in the news. What I thought was also funny is I'm watching it and I'm like, am I watching Tonya Harding or am I watching Harley Quinn? Because Margot Robbie, it wasn't a stretch for her to play Tonya Harding. Like, she played her like she was fucking playing Harley Quinn. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And but it was enjoyable. You know, there was a lot of shit that I didn't know. And it's, you know, I felt like it was cool, you know, to sort of watch it. And, you know, it's a decent film. I'd recommend it if you're looking for something to watch.
I just like how twisted it was. Like, it was not, like, played as a serious drama. It was, like, it played around with the, like, whether dark. Or not things it happened. Like, yeah, it was like a dark comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so I've been, you know, hanging out in the summer. Luckily, you know, I'm proud to announce my air conditioner is fixed after breaking down like 3 or 4 times. You know, I've been sort of, you know, getting used to the short hair, which helps a lot. I think this is the best I've been since 2005, but I think people were less assholes in 05 because people were, you know, not so easily offended by everything. So I gotta ask you this, John. What do you think is the weirdest, like, sort of train? How long do you think till the pendulum swings back? Because you know how they say, like, we go to where people are offended by everything and then back to normal, and then people are offended by everything and back to normal. How long until it finally gets to the point where people aren't pissed off about every stupid little thing?
7 more years.
You think so?
I think we have to get through Trump's presidency. I think that's gonna be what really does it.
You know, I actually am going to disagree and say I think it depends on what happens at the end of Trump's first term. If he gets
we'll still be feeling the after effects of the first term. Whether or not he gets elected for a second term, we'll still be feeling the after effects
of
a while.
But I think if he gets elected for a second term, like, a lot of the social justice types are just going to just fucking give up. No, we can't beat him. It's over. You can't beat him. Join him.
It could break their spirits, but, you know. It doesn't matter. It's the truth is it's all going to be based on the current group of, like, middle school kids.
Those are
the ones that we really have to watch going forward.
And there's a war for them, if you notice. But, you know, I'm reading that less kids are signing on for Facebook. There are, you know, it seems to be almost in the middle. Like, it's straight conservative versus straight liberal. In the school field. I mean, I don't have kids of my own, so I mean, I don't know the whole thing. I've often said if I had kids, I'd probably want them to be homeschooled to avoid the coming back woke mentality.
Right.
You know, so what do you think is the weirdest change or trend that we've seen in, like, 13 years?
How, besides not being able to say fag anymore? That's a good question. I mean, so it's funny because I accidentally stumbled onto, like, a set of YouTube videos comparing, like, what it was like to go to school in like the early 2000s compared to now, and, like, how different things are treated. Basically, I guess one of the funniest things in that whole thing, and there wasn't very much that was funny, was essentially, like, how you could, like, push somebody into a pool, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody would point and laugh, and everyone would have fun. And now if you push someone in a pool, like, everyone's like, why did you do that? And it's like, well, my phone, you ruined it. Like, it's just, like, this whole thing now. Like,
you know, and I know Jules is listening, and she's an iPhone user, and she hates Samsungs with a passion. And, you know, but here's the big – you want to know the biggest reason that I do have a Samsung?
Even waterproof?
The fact that the Note 8, like, if I fall into a fucking pool, or if I get drunk and drop my phone in the toilet, or something like that, you know, and I sort of forced it upon my mother because my mom is a klutz. So, you know, I pay for the phone, and I'm like, well, I'd rather you have a waterproof phone, because you're going to drop it in the toilet one day, or in the pool one day, or, you know, you're surrounded by water, someone's going to spill a drink on it one day. And so that's, like, my biggest reason. And I'm really surprised that the iPhone has not gone waterproof yet. That's my biggest surprise with Apple.
I don't know if they're waiting on. Like, it's been a thing for a couple of years with other phones.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, the only thing that I hate about it for Apple users is I feel like they're going to do some asshole thing where they're going to go, okay, here's 3 different versions of the same iPhone. this one is waterproof, but it's going to cost you $200 more. Because Apple loves pulling that shit.
Oh, you think they're going to make it like a premium
feature? Yeah, just, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that with the headphone jack. Like, that was another thing, you know, when I got a phone for Jules, you know, I got her a phone because, you know, for Valentine's Day this past year. And the 5S at least still has a fucking headphone jack. Like, you know, it's such an asshole thing to remove.
You know, it is.
Everybody is using Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
It really is. And I hate the ear pods. I think the ear pods look stupid.
Yeah, they do. They look like little butt plugs for your ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was I going to say? There was something I was going to say too. You know, I think one of the biggest annoying trends that we've seen. Also, you notice everybody got like obsessed with eating ass, which is weird. It's just.
Yeah, when did that happen?
I don't know when that like became such a thing. Not that I haven't done it before in my lifetime, but you know, it's kind of like strange how that became a thing. But you know what I think the biggest example of times changing has been? The Simpsons and this whole Apu controversy thing. Like how everybody is mad he's a racist stereotype, but he's been a racist stereotype for like 30 years and every character
it's like on every character on The Simpsons is a stereotype of something. Yeah,
Smithers is like a token gay guy. You've got, you know, the token Scottish guy. You've got, I mean, everyone is, you know, you've got the fucking Hispanic guy in the bee costume.
Duffman is an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so is Barney. Yeah. He's a stereotypic alcoholic. Don't cry for me, I'm already dead.
I always like the Barney episodes where like he was sober and then like somehow when he was sober he was like completely capable and like almost a genius.
Yeah. But you know, here's the problem with the whole like Apu, like even then it's not like it's changed with the times where Apu is looking for Bob's and the Gene and writing poems to white girls on Facebook. But You know, and it's weird. Who even cares or gets offended by The Simpsons? I don't dislike it, but it feels like one of those shows that's like waiting to die, doesn't it?
It's been waiting to die for a long time.
For a long, long time.
I think it's really all about money at this point. Like, until Fox cannot make a profit on that show selling ads, I think it'll just continue and continue. At least until all the actors die.
Disney is going to own it soon, too.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
Oh, my God. What was the other thing about that? There was something else. You remember The Simpsons movie and how it just wasn't good? There was that.
I wasn't a fan of The Simpsons movie.
Me either.
It was really disappointing, and I think a lot of people felt that way. That given what it could have been, to go into this like weird environmental storyline was just kind of a waste.
So, Jules and I discovered something very amusing this past weekend. Have you actually bothered to browse Facebook Marketplace that much yet?
I've posted stuff to Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
I've only had like one successful sale, and it's just because it was someone local that like was like, hey, I'll come pick it up. I'm like, okay.
It's
for
like
the most part,
Craigslist.
It's like a waste of time though.
But it feels like the new Craigslist, but Craigslist has, you know, sort of changed. It's not, you know, the bastion of everything that it, you know, awful, awful stories and awful transactions. But I've seen people like sell meat. And it's like, why would you, like, or actually, like, cooked meals. And it's like, why would you buy a cooked meal? Isn't it going to be fucking cold by the time you get there? I've seen used shoes. I've seen an empty barrel. I've seen a sign that says AC broken with little popsicles hanging on the fan for, like, a dollar. I've seen black girls selling weave. I've seen black girls selling massages, which might actually be code for prostitution. I don't know. But, I mean, it's really fucking bad. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, that was the one that Jules showed me the other day. Someone was selling entire bags of breast milk.
What?
Entire, like, she actually had them, like, dated and everything. They were just bags and bags.
Is that legal?
And bags.
Because that's, like, a biological thing. Like, if there's anything tainted or, like, they have any kind of disease, like, dude,
yeah,
I don't
like,
know if you could
creepy.
Do that.
It was like 8 to 10, like, bags in a cardboard box of breast milk. I feel like not even, like, you don't even know if you're selling someone with a baby. Like, somebody with some sick breast milk fetish might buy that. But like you said, you're buying, you know, biomaterial. It could be hazardous. You don't know what this person has. I mean,
that's really weird.
That's a new story waiting to happen where someone gets, like, AIDS or something over tainted breast milk or some bullshit like that. It was really creepy.
Yeah, that's gross. That's beyond anything that I would assume most people would ever want to deal with.
Yeah, I would you buy it if it were breast milk from the thalassiren, or green?
No. Bags? No.
Luke Skywalker drinking it, getting the little milk mustache, being happy. My God, that was such a weird fucking scene in that movie. And it was so not expected. I get it was a callback to the blue milk, but it was just not expected.
Yeah, I mean, there's no callback to that. That was necessary to do that. Why are we still talking about The Last Jedi? Like, people love that movie. It's so hated, apparently, that it destroyed Star Wars.
We're in the minority who actually enjoyed it. You know, but it was funny. Like, I almost wish that there was a, you know what? Hispanic people are selling meat a lot on Facebook Marketplace. Galinas de Rancho Frescas Voy a Domicilio de Tu Galinas el Dante de Norcross. And they're just selling meat. And it's like, Trump is going to kick these people out and build a wall to keep them out. But yeah, I really wish there was like a camera that like recorded Jules and I watching that movie. Because when the breast creature popped up, the look on our faces was fucking priceless. I'm sure of it.
I think most people were kind of caught off guard when that happened, though.
But what it was is, you know, I could see, like, if a creature just had, like, breasts and was, you know, like, chilling in the movie, like, you know, and you milk it like a cow or something. But that thing had some defined fucking breasts. Like, that was really awkward.
No, they were, like, actual tits.
Yeah, like, I feel like they can't show that on network television.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
Father's Day dinner, free. On Facebook Marketplace. It's not even Father's Day yet.
Does that work?
Yeah, and it's just like a cooked something. You don't even know what meat it is.
Like, you just go to some guy's house and he, like, gives you... Like, how does that... How would you... I don't... There's too many questions involved here.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, I guess we'll get to some of the big news stories this week. The biggest one being the Roseanne controversy. That has been all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, she said that one of Obama's aides, I forget which one because I don't give a shit. I shouldn't say they all look the same to me or I'm going to end up like Roseanne. Looked like the Muslim Brotherhood got with the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Which,
such a good line.
Yeah, but to be fair, Roseanne should know that you just... If you say Planet of the Apes and you're in the public eye, you know, you're automatically...
I mean, did you see the picture?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, she looks
just like, yeah.
Doesn't look black. Like, you would assume, like, looking at her that she's not black.
The few photos I've seen of her, there is no, like, inkling that this woman was black. Like, she could pass for Italian easy or something else, but black would never have been my first guess at all.
And Muslim is not a race, and they're also attacking that. The big problem that I think that people have with it isn't, you know, that she was, you know, there was a firing or a situation over that, because it's hard to defend it. Even though Roseanne does have some issues, she was diagnosed with a split personality disorder about like 5 or 6 years ago. Ambien does make you do some crazy things, even though like they try to respond and troll her and be like, racism is not one of the side effects of Ambien. But, you know, you will say shit on Ambien that you normally wouldn't say. You know.
So, oh, I believe it.
You know, but the thing is, you know, they're crucifying her. They're erasing her from existence like they did Dukes of Hazzard reruns, where they even took, like, old episodes of Roseanne out. Like, just erased them from TV. Like they did with Bill Cosby.
Right.
But here's sort of where people have the problem. It's the whole, you know, why did this happen in 2 seconds when it's a conservative scandal? But when, like, it's a liberal, it's like you can apologize and say mea culpas and you know.
Well, that was the Samantha Bee thing that happened this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, the timing of that was perfect because it was just such a contrast of, like, yeah, granted that she didn't say anything specifically, like, racial against Melania, but, like, you called the first lady a cunt on national TV, and it's just like...
I mean, if you want to do that in private, you would be buried under the country.
Oh, absolutely. If anyone went on TV and called Michelle Obama a cunt, they'd be crucified.
Yeah, and so that's the nasty double standard about it. And Jules just showed me this is breaking, that they are talking about ABC is looking into rebooting Roseanne with the focus on her daughter, Sarah Gilbert, and just phasing Roseanne completely out.
You mean they're going to base it on the liberal character from the show?
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. Let's watch that.
Yeah, even though it was getting ratings as a more conservative-rooted show. And you know what? The thing is, I know a lot of liberals who enjoyed the show, despite the fact that it had conservative leanings. But, you know, you're taking the main star and you're sort of just phasing everything out. And what are you going to turn Roseanne into, like, the parents from Charlie Brown, where you never see her and wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah? Like, is that their answer? Is that what they're going to do to Roseanne? You know, and, but it is true. It's like, you know, how come you can say nasty things about Barron Trump being autistic like Rosie O'Donnell did and not have your career buried? Or, you know, Melania, they call her, you know, really nasty, you know, slutty things because she's done nude photo shoots as a model. But, you know, you have these photos of Obama's mother naked, you know, circulating the internet, and, you know, you better not mention those. Like, there's this big double standard, and another one that somebody brought up is every time they bring up Roseanne in a news story, they're like, she is a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, but you don't hear them go, every time they bring up Weinstein, he's a staunch supporter of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
You know, so it is a double standard. And Samantha Bee, that show does have low ratings, and it feels like the only reason that show is there is so that they could call conservative people cunts every week. And it's
I was just surprised that TBS allowed that on air. Like, they bleep everything. That's, well, TBS is like one of those stations that bleeps out like gay. And like if an older movie has like gay used in some kind of derogatory way, they bleep it. Like,
yeah.
How did they let cunt get on the air? Yeah, I don't even think I've heard cunt on FX.
Because it's okay as long as it's a conservative you're you know, shaming, which is ridiculous. You know, speaking of ridiculous, Starbucks racial sensitivity training.
Oh, boy. That was...
What was the sign that they posted? They posted a sign like, we are closed so that we could educate white people on their racism.
That was a fake thing that went around, that went viral. Yeah, I think somebody put that on the door while they were in the meeting. that wasn't the actual sign that they had.
But it wouldn't surprise me at this point.
But
I'm hearing like it was stuff like just like forcing, you know, the staff to watch a bunch of videos of white cops beating up black perpetrators.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it didn't show, like, Dog Fart Network, black on white girl gangbangs.
Yeah, I read through the Reddit, the Starbucks Reddit page, and just to kind of glance at what it actually was. And a lot of people said, like, essentially, like, all they focused on was white on black racism. And, like, they didn't focus on any other group. And a lot of the situations that were in the video were unrealistic, and there was a lot of complaints basically that it was kind of worthless, and that most people felt like it was only for show, and that basically like Starbucks only did this publicly for press, and they didn't even put any effort into the training.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, it's it is ridiculous, like, you know, this whole attitude that everybody is racist unless proven non-racist. You know, you better post a picture with a black dick in your mouth. That's the only way we know you're not racist. You know, like, I mean, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's this whole...
I said a long time ago, I guess I'm racist for life because my penis is racist. I don't find myself attracted to certain races, I guess that makes me a racist.
Yeah,
even though attraction is completely a natural thing that you have no control of.
I don't have a problem, you know, with other races as far as attraction goes, but you know, I mean, generally, I'm, you know, attracted to white women mostly, you know. And, you know, but there are, you know, and I'm dominant and I'm aggressive, and a lot of women of color are against that. You know, like Hispanic women want to beat you with their shoes and shit like that. You know, I mean, even
black women more than anything hate interracial relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they hate the idea of a black man going with a white girl.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of black guys do get with white girls because they don't want to be with, you know, they don't want to deal with that being yelled at, kind of, you know, that stereotype. You know, that stereotype is out there. Like, you know, my best friend Curtis, he prefers white women, you know? And, you know, he's a black guy, but he just, you know, he prefers white women. So, you know, I don't know. And I think some black guys do have that fantasy of just, like, punishing a white woman kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
And now there's the whole cuck thing going on, which is, like, sad and pathetic. You have these, like, soy boys, these Will Wheaton-looking types that, you know...
Bro, oh. if you want to... have a really good laugh, I highly suggest finding the cuckolding subreddit.
I've heard that it's really
there funny. Is some hilarious fucking shit if you look through that.
God, that's so fucking soy boys, man. That's something that needs to go.
It's like literally people post pictures of their wives like, hey, anyone want to come over? Anyone in this whatever area want to come over and fuck my wife while I watch? And I'm like, what?
That is fucking weird to me.
How is this a thing? Like, that you can just have a stranger come to your house and fuck your wife and you just sit there and watch.
That is just insane to me. Like, that's like
the most beta
just...
thing that's ever existed.
Yeah. I mean, no. Fuck that.
I don't even know if that's a beta thing. Like, that might be, like, something even below that, like a delta. Like, that might be a delta mentality.
Your testosterone level is in the negatives. You take testosterone away from, like, the nearest three men around you.
Like, I understand weird fetishes, but, like, when it comes to having your significant other just fucked by a random stranger, like, that you met online with this explicit reason of fucking your significant other... There's a problem there, and it's not just like a romantic problem. It's there's a psychological issue, because if you have any sense of alpha, never want, you know, you it's
like
basically
just
like
the thought makes you fucking furious, like just
right,
the thought
the, right.
makes you fucking.
And it's not about being insecure. It has nothing
not
to do with
insecurity
being insecurities
just,
at all.
You know,
it's a natural instinct. You want to be the leader of your. Of
the
your
of the pack kind of thing.
Pack. There's no room for two males in a pack. There's only room for one male in a pack. You know what I mean?
Well, don't tell that to the people who make DP porn. Oh god. The Europeans seem to love that, which is weird. So
it's,
anyway,
I always find DP porn weird when it's like the same hole.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what? I just don't want my dick that close to anyone else's dick.
Well, it that's why it's worse, because it's like not only is it how do you physically fit two in one small space, but then it's just like the friction of them rubbing together in like
at least if it's
one hole in the other, it's like there's a separation of
look,
tissue.
It's too close to my bedtime. I don't even want to think about that shit.
But yeah, that's pretty bad. No, like that's a lifestyle I could never, like even swinging. I could almost grasp a little bit.
No, you know what the absolute worst is, though?
But, like, just to sit there and watch your significant other be fucked by somebody else and not be actively participating in any way is just weird.
Look, I can't imagine another dick next to mine, because I don't even like when I go to the gym and there's, like, that one naked old man that has just refuses to put his clothing on right away, that's just walking around with his withered old dick, just like, you know, and his flabby little ass walking around. I'm like, really, man? Come on. You know?
Have you ever accidentally stumbled upon GILF porn?
Thank God, no.
Oh yeah, it's generally women over 60 who, for whatever fucking reason, are still being hired to do porn. I don't understand why. It's a thing that exists, but it does, and it's absolutely fucking horrifying.
Oh man, that is terrible.
You know when you chew your bubble gum up and you like kind of spit it out, and it's all like wrinkly and mushed up. Just think of that, but with a penis being stuck into it. So,
I wonder if anyone is so. Jules sends me that someone is selling shirts from the Donald Trump signature collection. So I wonder if anyone is bullshitting selling Trump steaks. You remember Trump steaks?
Oh my god, that's right. I forgot that was a thing. Yes, I do remember Trump steaks now.
I wish he'd bring that back on principle. I don't know why, but Trump steaks would make me laugh. So hey, Solo, I guess you went and saw it a second time with your fiance.
I did. We went to go see it, and I gave it another shot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes or no?
Honestly, after a second review, it's a movie that, while I don't hate, I can't really recommend as going to see. Unless you're like a super hardcore Star Wars fan, in which case you're probably going to see it anyway. But it's just, there's too much wrong with the movie, and not even like from a social justice aspect of it, because it's actually not as bad in that as compared to Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. But it's just a story that is pointless.
It's funny you mention that, because some of the social justice sites are blaming Whitey for this. They're blaming that nobody wants to see Han Solo because he's a white male who is straight.
I saw that.
And then there's another article saying they should have focused more on the woke robot, and the robot parallels with the droids to slavery and racism.
The robot was probably one of the worst characters ever in a Star Wars film.
Okay, shout out to canon. Who's worse, the robot or the Asian in Last Jedi?
So Rose is useless and annoying and ruins a movie in a way of doing something in the plot that makes absolutely no logical sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a character, like, as a character. I think if it wasn't for that last moment with Finn where she like stops him from sacrificing himself, I think most people would have let her go as just being an annoying, useless character.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed, but the name of the robot is Leet. It's spelled out like we used to do on a calculator, L337. That's what they used as the name for the droid. So the droid's name is Leet.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So as a character, it's up there with Jar Jar Binks in terms of just being annoying, because the character's entire dialogue throughout the movie revolves around a social justice. Either it's always like some kind of passive aggressiveness, or you know, I want equal rights, or you're a slave, you need to free yourself. Like, every line in the movie is like one of those typical like feminist punchlines, you know what I mean? And yeah, they spin it as like, oh, she's freeing robot slaves, and you know, that has nothing to do with feminism. But like, the tone of it is, because we all know, if you really look at what society is doing, this is a character that's essentially being portrayed the way feminists act now in real life. So
yeah,
you know, and it doesn't even make sense, because one of the scenes in the beginning, when they first introduce the droid, mm-hmm. It's basically like there's two battle bots, like actual like battle bots, like with chainsaws and shit attached to them, like fighting. And she's like, you know, you need to wake up. You need to revolt against
woke. Oh
right,
my
right,
God, woke.
Right. And I'm like, this would be the equivalent of if your toaster wanted equal rights. Like, these are machines built by us for the explicit purpose of destroying each other. Like,
yeah, like, you realize that there are people already saying that, like, the robots, the sex robots that's, you know, that are coming, that it's going to be rape and that they have rights and all this. And it's getting, you know, it's like, at what point do you say this is ridiculous?
Does a banana have rights?
Did that banana have to be shoved in that pussy?
No, I was gonna say that banana didn't give you consent to bite down on it and pick it off the tree from its home away from its family, but you do it anyway.
Don't give big social justice ideas. So let me ask
you
this.
Oh, come on. Wait, you know, the vegetarians are on the verge of pushing some kind of crazy shit where carrots fucking need to have equal rights too.
Fucking vegans, man. Remember when vegans were just like cool eating plants and not lecturing you about what an asshole you are for eating meat? Like, anyway, so I got this question for you. If you had to fuck either the Asian girl or the robot, since the robot, I guess, fucks Lando, who do you choose? The woke robot or the Asian?
Poe Dameron.
You'd fuck Poe Dameron?
well, before those two, yeah.
So you'd rather go gay than fuck the Asian or the robot?
I just couldn't. I couldn't. There's no. It'd be like fucking Kim Jong-il. I couldn't do it.
So you hear about this Obama Netflix deal that they're going to have like an Obama, like I guess a series of shows on the Obamas, and they swear...
Is it going to be like That's My Bush? Because that would be the only Obama show that I'd even consider watching.
Man, I'm so, you know, it's like, go away already. You know, you were president, you had your time, can you just fuck off?
No.
Apparently, also, by the way, another story was that feminists hate anime because it symbolizes rape.
I mean, to be fair, there is plenty of anime out there with actual rape in it.
Yeah.
You don't really have to look all that far to find rape in anime. That being said, it's a cartoon. It's just drawing. It's someone's fantasy of drawings. Like, is it always what I would consider normal? Like, no Japanese schoolgirl should be forced to have tentacles shoved up her ass. but I'm not saying that in a way to make a joke. But the thing is, it's all a fantasy, and people are entitled, regardless of whether rape is legal or not, people are entitled to their rape fantasies and to have a form of media to, I guess...
You know, I mean, that's why things like safe words exist and stuff like that. Like, you know, some people like to do kind of, you know, kinky, rough stuff.
There's plenty of people out there that do, like, rape role play. Like, the guy goes out and plays burglar and then breaks into their house.
I've actually said that I like that idea on this show before.
That's just because you're Hispanic, so it's like in your blood to do stuff like that. you're not living out a sexual fantasy. You're living out a Hispanic fantasy. Sneaking into the white lady's house in the night and taking advantage of her.
Are you killing me with that? I can't stop laughing. You know. I don't know why.
Because you know it's true, that's why.
Oh, God.
There's a party that's going to deny it, but you know deep down inside it's true.
Oh, God. I can't stop laughing. I don't know why. That's just funny. By the way, ginger emojis are coming soon because gingers felt discriminated against by not having ginger emojis.
I want gender-neutral emojis because smiley faces aren't neutral.
That's coming, too.
Why? You can't tell the gender of an emoji. It's a fucking face.
Have you ever seen Udi, the uterus emoji that Planned Parenthood sells to try to make money?
I think I have seen that in the past, yeah.
It's like a dancing uterus.
Yeah, I think I have seen that.
Like, who the fuck comes up with a dancing uterus? Like, who the fuck wants a dancing uterus? Who the fuck pays Planned Parenthood money for a dancing uterus emoji? Why?
Obama?
You know that I still had a normal gun emoji until like the last Android update, which was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did they finally get rid of it and change it to the, like, the water pistol?
It's finally a stupid green pistol on my thing. Finally, like I think the last school shooting was it finally for Android to follow suit. Because Jules is telling me it was
so over school shootings. We've been doing them since like what, 1998? Like. Let's just come up with something new. Come on, be original. Don't be the fucking kid that just goes to a school with some pistols. Find something new to do.
Like, torture your
classmates. Like, kidnap your classmates and fucking hang them up in your basement or something. Like, come on, be original.
I'm waiting for the Green Arrow copycat to show up. You have failed this semester. Just fucking
arrows in people.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever taken a bow and arrow to a school shooting?
Playing the music. I'm surprised there wasn't after, like, the Hunger Games became popular. Like, there weren't a bunch of Katniss wannabes and shit.
Oh, my God.
So, speaking of people who need a reality check, that 30-year-old who got kicked out of his house apparently called the cops on his dad to try to get some Legos.
I mean, Legos are expensive, so...
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like...
I understand.
Me, personally, I've stopped messing with Legos, but I've seen, like, you know, Brett has some complex Lego shit, like, that costs, like, hundreds and hundreds of fucking dollars that he's put together before.
I have I haven't bought any of the, like, I have a couple of the bigger sets. But I started only buying, like, these, like, specialty sets that they do from, like, older movies. Like, Back to the Future, and, like, they did Tron recently. So I was like, you know, that's kind of cool. Like, that's not something they're going to be selling for a long time. So I'll pick it up. Why not?
Yeah.
But I don't see a need. Like, I just saw something that was, like, a Lego. It was, like, a Lego roller coaster. And I'm like, that's cool, but I don't really know where I'm putting that in my life. You know, you get to a point where Lego sets are not exactly like, unless you're getting the very small ones, the city stuff is usually, it takes up a lot of room. Mm-hmm. So unless you get like a basement where you're building a Lego city, it's kind of stupid to invest in Legos unless you're investing in terms of selling down the line.
He told reporters his dad would not let him search the basement for his 8-year-old son's Legos, so he called the cops, because the father offered to look for specific items, and if he found them, he'd bring them out. The Legos were found after the police arrived.
Of course they were.
So he said, this isn't a game show, I don't have to guess what's behind door number one. He got mad. He, apparently, he was briefly delayed by his mom and dad because he had car trouble, because his car has a broken coolant system. And,
he's the fucking best. This guy's—I don't know why this is news, but it's just the fucking story that keeps on giving.
He's the king of the fucking basement dwellers.
He's like a literal neckbeard. Like, he's the actual definition of a neckbeard.
Apparently, he is still not getting his own place. He's moving in with a distant cousin. He's currently living at a Syracuse Airbnb.
I'm sure the guy who owns that Airbnb is thrilled.
This guy reminds me of like Napoleon Dynamite with a beard.
Huh. Now you look at his face. Like, are you talking about in terms of like looks, or are you talking about in terms of like how sad and pathetic he is?
How sad and pathetic he is.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
But it's even just... but even Napoleon Dynamite got his penis touched at some point. You would assume.
We would assume, I mean, but you know, it was like family friendly, so we don't know if Napoleon Dynamite got laid at the end of the film, unless Pedro gave it to him. God, if you vote for Pedro, all your wildest dreams will come true.
Pedro gave up the ass.
Oh my God! Could you fucking imagine? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like a few years from now they reboot Napoleon Dynamite with more focus on the fact that him and Pedro were gay together or something.
Oh, God.
You know what was the worst? You know what was the worst thing about Napoleon Dynamite when it was, like, a big deal?
The whole movie?
I worked at Hot Topic at the time, and there was so much Napoleon Dynamite merchandise. Like, ridiculous amounts of merchandise. T-shirts and stickers and, you know, all of that. But among the worst was the Napoleon Dynamite thong bikini, you know, bikini underwear. Now, as a male, if I'm with a female and we're having a fun time and we start to make out and we start going at it and your pants come off, there's nothing that's going to kill my heart on faster than seeing John Heater's face looking at me with the word gosh written over it. To me, that's like the anti-aphrodisiac.
I just got the picture of that in my face, and but it wasn't him from Napoleon Dynamite. It was him from what was it, Blades of Glory?
Oh God, I have that movie too, which is ridiculous. And you know what? I think the worst movie I own is, but it's because somebody sent it to me online. Somebody had heard like this story about my ex-girlfriend, and this is a story that Julia actually, like, loves that this happened. Like, I don't know, she laughs at some of like my misfortunes of the past. That, you know, I had back surgery. I'd hurt my back in 2001, and when I hurt my back, I was laid up, and the girl I was seeing at the time thought it would be great while it was laid up and drugged up and medicated to force me to watch Beaches.
Ooh. Okay,
so that is one of the worst, like, movies to endure, like, ever. I don't care how much medication you're on. And I retold the story eventually, like, years later on my forums. So somebody decided to send a copy of the movie Beaches to my house because they thought it was funny and they were hoping it would trigger me. And it's still on my shelf to this day. Beaches DVD special edition. I don't know what's so special about it. And I don't want to know.
Come on, you gotta watch the special feature. You gotta watch it again with the commentary. That's what you gotta do.
Oh, fuck no. I'd rather kill myself than sit through Beaches again.
Mm. You know what I watched tonight? Because I have no fucking life on the weekends. I watched the fucking Hurricane Heist. That shitty movie that came out like a couple months ago. Oh my god, dude! It was good for you. It's fucking terrible. Maggie Grace is in it, the chick from
Taken.
From Taken, and it's just absolutely really, terrible.
Like, ridiculous little boy haircut that she has on Fear the Walking Dead now.
I stopped. I haven't watched this season of Fear the Walking Dead. Is it any better? Did it get better than last season?
It's boring.
And then, that's kind of where I got with the last season. I kind of just started
Morgan from The Walking Dead, which made it more boring.
I think the problem is, and I guess we can do this, Walking Dead kind of works as a book because it's you can kind of get through it pretty fast. Like, I know that it's still ongoing for the most part, but yeah. I think a lot of people have dropped off from reading it.
Yeah.
But you could kind of come to a conclusion where with the way this TV show works with the seasons, it's like they always kind of set up for something else. And it's like,
it's just waning really bad to the point where now the actors don't want to be on the show anymore.
Andrew Lincoln's leaving and
Lauren Cohen, you know? Too. The chick.
But she's doing six episodes or something like that. And then she'll be gone.
Yeah. But you know what? I can't blame people for getting bored of it. And I think people are going, I think when Lincoln leaves, they're going to lose a lot of viewers. People are going to get bored of it. It's ultimately just going to get, canceled or, they're going to do a final season and wrap it up. But I think its days are numbered.
There was something I read, there was something I read where why am I hearing myself? That was weird. Okay. Something happened?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, hold on. My monitoring is off, too. Shit. Now I can't hear you. All right. Yeah, how dare I speak out against The Walking Dead? My microphone, I guess, somehow got disconnected.
Your microphone went dead. That's weird.
Yeah, it was Walking Dead. But no, I just think the trend, I think the zombie trend and everything, it's just over.
I agree. I think it's because what is Walking Dead? Like, been almost 10 years, roughly? Yeah. I agree. I think that the idea of the zombie thing and the fact is the zombies haven't been a part of the show for the most part for a couple of seasons now. Like, they're so downplayed.
It's just like humans versus humans and then occasional zombies, and once in a while, like, somebody dies and turns.
There was something I read that I actually did like, which was the idea that Negan could pick up as the lead. Yeah. And you do the rest of the show with Negan as the lead. And I mean, it would be different. I mean, you could really do something different with, and you could especially get away from the fucking books if you're going to go that route.
Well, it's not that different because Negan does, he does pick up in the books at some point.
What I'm saying is, you get away from the fucking Grimes family finally. Like, Carl's gone already, and we all knew that Carl, in the books.
Well, now they're going to replace him with
Proto Rick.
They're just going to do all his fucking storylines with Enid, which is fucking annoying.
Well, not if Rick's gone. If Rick's gone, like, it's kind of, you have to drop all the grime all the shit. Storylines.
But it's just, it's lame,
I mean, unless you're going to make, I know Norman Reedus is, like, apparently getting a big payday for staying on.
Yeah, because at this point, he's all they've got left.
Which is weird, because the last two seasons, he's had nothing to fucking do. Like, he's just kind of been there, but he's had like no real impact on the stories since he was held up by Negan and like they had
– Hold on just a second. My fucking mic is, like, fucked up. I don't know what's up with my wires today. I can't hear you. Did we get disconnected? What the fuck, man? Hold on. We got fucking fucked by Skype. Fuck. Just let me fucking call. Damn it. This is embarrassing. Oh my god. Well, that's ridiculous. We got fucked by Skype. If it's not my microphone, it's Skype. That's at least I'm fucking somehow. Let me try calling John again. John isn't online, it says. But he is online. It's showing him for me online. What the fuck? Unless he did get disconnected, like, permanently. I love the disappointed sound it makes when you get disconnected once and for all from, when you get disconnected once and for all from Skype. I don't think he's seen the message either, so I don't know if we're just screwed or what. Let me see. Did you get disconnected? Alright, we apologize, folks. If not, you know, we'll figure out something. I don't know. It's embarrassing. Waiting. Okay, I'm gonna give it one more go, and if it doesn't go, then I guess we'll close the show out. Oh shit. So, according to John, there was a huge explosion, and all the power is out. And it's like Cloverfield. Holy shit. Holy shit, that's insane. If that's not a sign to end it, I don't know what is. Since you gotta get up early. He's gotta get up early anyway, so I think we're gonna end it here. Thank you everybody who listened in. And sadly we didn't get through our discussion of what exactly is gonna happen with Walking Dead, but we're pretty sure that its days are fucking numbered. And, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play us a little outro in memoriam of Roseanne, how it used to be, and dreading what it might become in the future.